You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
I absolutely love and adore my mother, and I can honestly say that without my mother's care, I know I would not be the person I am today. Now, with that being said, my mother was a perfectionist. Her standard of excellence was just relentless, and I pretty much picked up the same trait. And I must say that it has been a double-edged sword in my life. Now, today, I'm excited to talk with the author of The Perfection Deception, Why Trying to Be Perfect is Sabotaging Your Relationships, Making You Sick, and Holding Your Happiness Hostage. Welcome, Dr. Jane Bluestein. Is it Bluestein or Bluestein?
Kind of depends on which side of the family. I usually use Bluestein, but I'm fine.
I love it. I'm going to call you Dr. Jane.
That sounds perfect.
Dr. Jane, what is wrong with perfectionism?
Oh, my. It can be so, you know, what I'm talking about is, first of all, let's clarify, because I hear people say, oh, you know, my kid is such a perfectionist. You know, she complained that she got a B. Well, you know, when I listened to the child had done all the work for an A and was really just very upset that she hadn't gotten credit. That's real different from somebody who feels like they are inadequate, not lovable, not worthwhile, and walks around with a lot of anxiety and stress and fears because they are afraid of making a mistake or they didn't get the top grade in the class. So what's wrong with it is that it is really based in fear. It's the idea that we won't be loved, we won't be accepted, we're likely to be rejected or lose a job or whatever if we make a mistake, if we're not at the top of our field or our class, if we don't fit into a certain size, if our house doesn't look in a certain, you know, a certain way, or we don't achieve a certain status. So it's really more about what motivates us, what drives us, because clearly we want people to be striving for excellence. The problem is when they start striving for perfection, it's tied up with the sense of self that, you know, really can't be fulfilled or worthwhile unless it is completely flawless, which really is, frankly, impossible for the most part.
Of course it is. I mean, you heard my little intro for you. My mother was absolutely a perfectionist. I mean, still to this day, you know, she's that way, and it's difficult. So what I remember growing up, even if she wasn't around, my voice was really not my voice. It was her voice. You know what I'm saying?
I know all too well, my dear, sadly.
Yes. And, you know, of course, yeah. It's helped me excel in so many different ways, from being, you know, really, I'd say competitive in my sports as well as my studies and all that. But you know what? What was really the double-edged sword that I mean is I also had heartache from it. And I wasn't satisfied. And it took me a long time. I did a lot of inner child work and took me a long time to get rid of my mother's voice out of my head. So what do you think we should do? I mean, tell us, what should we do, especially if we have children and little ones? I want to help those new mothers and fathers how to help and guide their kids.
Well, that's a lot of questions. Those are a lot of topics. No, it's great. It's great. First of all, let me acknowledge that how destructive that inner voice can be. And yes, being encouraged is very different from being held to standards that are not realistic, either developmentally or personally or whatever. So the inner voice I'm learning that there is a volume control on that. You know, when I hear that voice saying, oh, I can't believe you missed that turn, idiot, you know, that kind of really awful, awful negative feedback that I hear in the back of my head is, you know, I have to learn to talk back and say, yes, I know, and guess what? I'm going to go around the block and make that turn again, so you don't have to keep bugging me. The other thing is for parents, because I've been working with parents for over 40 years, and, you know, talk about letting them make a mess, letting them fail, letting them fall down and get back up. It's part of the learning process. I can't tell you how many people I interviewed. Did you ever, like, make your bed and then have your mom come in and make it over?
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
Oh, you are.
I know what you're saying.
You're in such good company. And I'm not talking about just people from Jersey either, because that's where I grew up. I mean, I heard from people in Singapore and South Africa and Australia and South America and all over Europe. I mean, this is, I don't know why, maybe just all the contributors, none of us can make our bed right, you know? So we get this message. And you know what most of us do? I can tell you right now, my bed's not made. I don't even bother because I know I'm not going to get it right.
You know, what's nice is as an adult, you give yourself permission, Jane. You give yourself permission, and that's what I want, you know, adults to do more of, is give yourself a break. And, you know, one of the things that I, as a mother, you know, I'm a mother now of a 21-year-old, and I really, as a 21-year-old, I can't be telling him what to do, right? So it's super important that I hold my tongue, just as you're saying, that we've got to give our kids an ability to make their own mistakes. Because that is, isn't that the best way to learn?
Yeah, well, we can also guide kids and ask questions and help them see what will happen if you do this. What are your other options? How do you think you'll feel when you do that? And that's kind of a parenting skill that I teach, you know, to help kids without saying, oh no, you must do this, or oh, you can't do that, or nobody in our family does that, or what will people say. That's where a lot of that perfectionism comes in, this pressure to make an impression and manage people's impressions of us.
You know what, that's really important what you just said, is the reason why we do it is that, well, when we learn, it's a trait that we learn from our parents, that what other people think about, the external validation we get from others, is super important, isn't it? So we're making that more important than what we believe of ourselves.
It is, because listen, when we're little, we're really dependent upon the attachment that we have with our parents. And what happens, because that attachment's a really fine line, if parents are really stressed out, it's hard for them to be there, even with the best intentions. And the other thing I see is our parents who go to the opposite extreme and put a tremendous amount of pressure on kids to make them, the parents, look good. Somebody, I quoted somebody, and I can't remember the original reference, but this is not mine, but it was somebody who called the, you know, the idea of using tots for trophies to make the parents, you know, power lift the parents' self-esteem. Either
that
way.
That is so true.
Yeah, I know. And it's just what happens is then the kids are going through all these contortions, even from infancy. I've seen studies with infants who will go to all, you know, if the parent suddenly deliberately stops paying attention or responding to the kid, I've seen kids under a year old who will go into these contortions to try to make the parent pay attention and connect and attach. And so if we grow up, for example, with a parent who is either perfectionistic or maybe self-absorbed or troubled by financial issues or addicted or have some other issues, maybe the marriage is breaking up or something else is going on, they can't be there for us. So what happens when we're little is we get this image that mommy's not happy, daddy's angry, daddy's drinking, mommy's, you know, running around or whatever. I must be doing something wrong. And so we keep trying to get it right. If I just get enough A's, or what happens often with perfectionists, they just give up because we'll never get it perfect. So it's a really destructive condition, and it's very different from somebody who's like just learning, making a mistake and going, oh, okay, let me learn from that. And let's try this again. The whole mindset is different.
Well, everything that you're saying, totally. I, you know, understand it because I grew up with it. Thank goodness that I've, you know, gotten rid of that perfectionism. Not all of it, obviously, but as best as I can. Boy, everyone, take a look at that book, The Perfection Deception, Why Trying to Be Perfect is Sabotaging Your Relationships, Making You Sick, and Holding Your Happiness Hostage. Really appreciate it, Dr. Jane Bluestein. You can go to her website as well, janebluestein.com, janebluestein.com. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.